Meiser Sheni, if you by mistake took Meiser Sheni money and used it for your shekel, how do you know that it's not chal on it? Tichsiv ach techorash yivak vukal Hashem bebehema lo yakdish ish also. You can't be makdish a bechor for something else. It remains a bechor, and the kedusha that you're makdish for something else doesn't take effect. Kol shu kodesh. We learn from there that anything that's already kodesh ain't kedusha cholva. Another kedusha can't be chal on it. So if this thing was already kodesh as Meiser Sheni, you can't make it into a shekel. So it doesn't become a shekel. Remains the Meiser Shekel. It remains Meiser Sheni. Ketzeroosis, what do you have to do? And you can't go get back your Meiser Shekel. It's mixed in with everything else. Maybe Sela Shel Chulin. You bring a coin of Chulin. Va'omer Mos Meiser Sheni b'chol mokum shei mechulol and al Sela Zeh. You say wherever the Meiser Sheni is, it should take effect. It should be exchanged for this coin. This coin now should become Meiser Sheni in place of it. And then that other coin becomes Chulin. And then it can be Chal Meiser Shekel on it. Also sell a nitvus l'shei Meiser Sheni, v'ashar nasa shkolin, and the rest become shkolin because now they're chulin, and they can become shkolin. So the top of the chad, ketzer rosa. Oh no. Kol shu kodesh ein kedush acher es cholov, hilkach shekel ze sheshakol mimos Meiser Sheni, ein o kodesh klal l'shem korbanos. This shekel can't become a shekel of machzah shekel to buy korbanos with, because it already has one kedusha on it of Meiser Sheni. Ketzeroosis, what do you do? Im shokel shikwi Meiser Sheni or Meshvias. If you use tak a shekel that was Meiser Sheni or Shvias, harishonim nasa shkolim, the hainu mashinosim, brishonu l'shikwu nasa achshav shkolim, kivin shikvar chillov nasa chulim. Once you take the kedusha off that original coin by transferring it to the new coin, now it can become a shekel. Okay. Automatically, yeah, it's what's it called? Since it was there, we're just waiting, the Kedusha couldn't be chal. Now it automatically becomes a shekel. Okay. Hamachnis mo'os v'omar harei elu v'shikli. Person was, we'll see the Gemara explains, he was collecting money, little bits at a time, and he said, this will go to make up my machsa shekel. V'shamei omrim mosorin nadava. In the end, counted them, and there's more than a machsa shekel. So what's left is also kodesh, and it goes to buy olos for the mizbeach when there no korbanos are being brought. That's called nedava. Ubeisil omrim mosran chulin. And Beisil says whatever's more than a masa shekel is chulin. Sha'avi mehen shikli. Right? If he said, what's it called? I'm collecting this money that I should bring my shekel from it. Shavin shemah mosr chulin. And everybody agrees that what's left over is chulin. Since he said b'feirish, I'm only going to make what's going to be machza shekel kodesh, and everything else not. I'm going to bring my machza shekel from this money. Eilu lechatosi shavin shamos nedova. Person says this money is for chatos, and is left over. Everybody agrees that what's left over he has to bring, has to give to nedova, and they bring karbonis from it. It's kodesh. Sha'avi mehen chatosi. Shavin Shamoser Chulin. Same thing. If he said, I'm going to bring a chatas from this money, then what's left over, what's more than the chatas is Chulin. Omreb Shimon, ma bein shkolim lechatas. So Shimon said, what's the difference between shkolim and chatas? Why by shkolim, if he said, I'm going to bring by shkolim from this? Well, we'll see if the Gemara is going to explain what it is. Okay. So shkolim yeshlan kitzva. Lechatas ain't long kitzva. Shkolim, there's a set amount of how much you have to bring. So anything more than that, it's obvious the person didn't want to make kodesh. Masha'en ken achatas, you can bring any amount of money for a korban achatas. So therefore, it's not obvious that the extra he meant to be chulin, therefore it always goes l'ndava. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af l'shkolem ein l'em kitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda said, shkolem also don't have any amount. Why? There's no set amount for shkolem. Right, because they gave different amounts of money at different times in history. When they came, what's it called, back from Golis, they needed a lot of money for the Beis HaMikdash, so they gave coins, half a coin of a big coin. So it was much more, worth much more than the Machsa Shekel in the Midbar was. Chazru Lishko Sloy. And then they got poorer, and they used a different coin, Machsa Shekel of a Sela. That's a real, what's it called? Sela is two half shekels, and the machzah shekel is a real half shekel. Chazru lishkol tivin. Right? And then they, what's it called, were using half sloy and giving them to what's it called. Bikshu Lishkol Dinrin. They wanted then to use a half shekel coin and take half of that, which is a quarter of a shekel. And Velo Kiblu Mehem. Less than a half a shekel in the Midbar you can't give. But you can give more. So it also has no kitzvah. Amrav Shimon, Afo Pikein, Yad Kulam Shove. No, it's still different. Because the Maisha, no matter what you give, you have to give a set amount. Everybody gives the same. Avochatas, Zu may be Veselav, Zu may be Veshtayim. By Chatas, it fluctuates between person to person. Person can bring a more expensive chatas, a lesser pair. Vezem may be Veshtayim. This is the Chachmechadetin. Hamechanes, Kones Ma'at Ma'at, he collects money slowly. Mo, so Veshoshi, Hiskali, Likanes, when he started collecting it, Omer Harielu Shikli. All this is going to be for my shekel. Shabbat Lachsho, Mashakonis, Motsa Shosiro Shikla. When he counted it up, he sees he has more than a Masa shekel. Most from the Dovah, so what's extra is in the Dovah. Yipla Shofro Shavimikdash, Shomdim Lahakri Bidmeyam, Oles Kitsam Lesbeyach, the Savre Hegdish Betos, Shmei Hegdish. Beshamai holds that if you made Hegdish by mistake, it's also Hegdish. And therefore, here, since you said this is going to be for my Masa shekel, even though in the end there was more than a Masa shekel, you had intention to make it Kodesh. So what it becomes Kodesh for is to buy korbanos that you bring on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is idle. Mosron Chulin, Shlom Niskavin Zu Elekadei Shiklo. But if he said, right, I'm going to take my Masa Shekel from the money I collect, then obviously he only had in mind to make the Masa Shekel Kodesh. And whatever else is there is Chulin. Shovin Shemoser Chulin, the Havi Kilu Omra Veferishim, Afnis Yosef Mishekel, Shikach Mehem Lishiklo, V'Hamoser Yechulin. Right, it's as if he said openly that I'm only going to take a Masa Shekel from this to be Kodesh, but whatever's left over is Chulin. Okay. Amechanes, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rav Lezer, Ma Pligi. Right? What's the Machlokas B'Shamay B'Shilo? The Mechanes Protro, where you collect a little bit at a time. Ava Ba'omer Eilu V'Shikli, Kol Amamudi Modei Shahamosu Nidova. But if he would have said, all this money is for my Masa Shekel, he didn't collect a little bit of time. He took a handful of money and he said, this is for Machzah Shekel. Then even Beis Hillel would agree that what's left over is Kodesh. He meant to make the whole handful of money Kodesh. Reb Chiya v'Rabbeiboy b'shem Reb Lezer, Ma Pligin, the Mechanis Protrot. Right? Ava v'omer Eilu l'shikli kulei alma modi shamosun chulin. And Rabbeiboy, in the name of Reb Lezer, said just the opposite. Where he collects a little bit at a time, that's where the Machlokas Beis Hillel Meshamet. If what's left over is hektish betos, because you meant it for your Masa Shekel, but you got too much, so you made a mistake. Beishame holds hektish betos is hektish, and Beiso holds not hektish. But if you said, all this money is for my Shekel, right, then obviously you meant that only what's there for Masa Shekel. You didn't mean that the extra should be, you just thought that what was there is not betos, you didn't make anything betos hektish. You meant to say that whatever I need for Masa Shekel, from this money, should be Masa Shekel. Then everybody agrees it's chulin. So machlokus in the name of Rabbi Lezer, whether the machlokus is only where they collect little by little. But what would be if you said this all this money should go for my Masa Shekel? So one mandiyom in the name of Rabbi Lezer Yossi says that everybody agrees that it's kodesh, and the other mandiyom Rabbi Veiboy says in the name of Rabbi Lezer that everybody agrees that it's chulin. Ma pligin ki pligay the mechanis protrok. It appears it's not seen, like we explained in the Mishnah. The sfarle beshil the mosron chulin davi beto. Right, you thought you were collecting enough for a machzah shekel, then you found you had more. So it's a tos. The beshil holds hektish betos is not hektish. Avo baomer evu v'shak shikli im nakel yada malaya mos. You took a handful of money. Baomer evu v'shikli. This money should go to machzah shekel. The yeshbo moser and this extra. Mo the Beis Hillel, the Moser Nedova. There Beis Hillel says that Yavani, you made the whole thing Kodesh. Wasn't any mistake over here. You said the Therish, all of this should go to Masa Shekel. So whatever can be Masa Shekel is Masa Shekel, and what's left over goes for other Korbanos. The Moser Nedova, Shein Kantos, the Hayyada Kamehain, he knew that there was, whatever the money was there, he knew what it was. There was a handful of money. In Cain, Yiskav and Lekulam, he had Kavana for all of them, Shulish Kolim. Can't give more than a machzah shekel, so therefore what's left over is kodesh, and it goes for other korbanos. Most from chulin, the other man, you almost know. If you take a handful of money, right, then what's left over, according to everybody, is chulin, even according to Beishamah. Hoel ve'en kantos. Again, there's no mistake. Shiyuchal omer bahu shehikdish betol, say, the kivin de'en bi'odol l'harbis b'shkolim ha'moser chulin. This man, the Omer, holds no. Since he knows he can't give more than a half shekel, he didn't make any mistake over here. He meant whatever's here that's a half shekel should be for the shekel, and whatever's extra, I'm not intending to be matish b'chla. Okay. Omer Abchia, Masnisa Mesayei al Rabbei Boy. So Abchia says, this Bryce is a proof to Rabbei Boy, this man. Omer Abshimen, Ma ben shkolim l'chatos, ela shashkolim yeshlam kitzva, l'chatos eimo kitzva. Right? Reb Shimon say? What's the difference between shkolim and chatos? Which case of chatos we'll see in 1 second. The chatos has no set amount, and shkolim have a set amount. Or it says man on kayomin. What case is this talking about? Imba omer sha'avi mehen shikli. Right? If he says I'm going to bring my shekel from this, and similarly I'm going to bring my chatos from this, kol amamodi shamos and chulin. Everybody agrees that what's it called, that what's left over is chulin, right? Because he said b'feirish, I'm collecting this money to bring my shekel from it. Then we said everybody holds chulin, no mistake. I only had kavana to what's it called, whatever will be a machzor shekel is kodesh, and whatever not, right? Im ba'omer sha'avi mehen chatosi, right? If he said I'm going to bring my chatos from it. Call amamodi shamoser chulin. Same thing by chatos. So there's no difference between chatos and shekel. If you said, I'm saving this money, and I should bring my chatos from it. I'm saving this money, I should bring my machzor shekel. Everybody agrees what's left over is not kodesh. I only meant as much as I need for the chatos, as much as I need for the shekel. Ela kan anon kayomim ba'omer elu shikli. It's talking where he said, what's it called? All this money should be for my machzor shekel. Right, Adideshi Kotzvosin min haTorah Moser and Chulin. Since there's a set amount for Machzor Shekel, whatever's extra is Chulin. Chatos Adideshi Ein Kotzvosin min haTorah Moser and Nedava. And Chatos is different. So Vaistois, in the case where you said all of this should be for my Shekel or my Chatos, by the Shekel it's Chulin and by the Chatos it's Kodesh. And on that, then Brisa says, what's the difference between Chatos and Shekel? Why over here is it Chulin, over here it's Kodesh? Because this has a set amount, this doesn't have a set amount. That makes sense. But Ma'ovid lo Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Lezer, right? So, but what's Rav Yossi, the name of Rav Lezer, going to do with this Braisa? Lechora, in his case, what's it called? It's there's no difference between Chatos and Shekel. It's all Chulin. He also agrees, even by Chatos it's Chulin. To the Tachmei Chavikin. Ma plige, ki plige, the mechanis protrot, can appreciate, so we said this already. Omer Rav Shimon, ma beinu, kusoka daite, Rav Shimon alibi de kuli alma kormala. Now the Gemara thinks that Rav Shimon said this to kuli alma. Everybody would agree in this case. So it only works out according to the first Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi, not according to Rabbi Boy. But Mo'anar Mekaymin, Rav Shimon Dekomer Ma Bein Ahaykoi. Which case is he going on? Where there's a difference between Chatos and Chulin and Shekel according to everybody. The Kulon Moser and Chulin, Bein Bishkolin Bein Bechatos. Kedetoni Masnisin Uma Bein Dekomer. What's Ma Bein? It's if it's talking in a case where you said, I'm going to take my shekel or my chatos from here. Everybody agrees that that's chulin. But Omer Elu must be talking in a case where he said, this money should be for my chatos. This money should be for my shekel. The Ahok Omer Reb Shimon, Ma Ben Shkolin, the Mosron Chulin, Aliba de Kulei Alma. What's the difference between shekel, where what's left over is chulin, according to everybody? Ma Ben Chatos, the Mosron Adov, Aliba de Kulei Alma. By chatos, everybody holds that what's left over is chatos. If you say like Rabbeinu Dekomer, but Omer Elu Kulei Alma Modin the Mosron Chulin, that if somebody said all this should be, or this should be for my chatos, this should be for my shekel, everybody agrees that it's chulin in both cases. Shapa Komer Rav Shimon Ma Bein, because then by the shekel it's chulin, and by the chatos it's not chul, it's kodesh. Ella le Reb Yossi, Ma bein de kom Reb Shimon, ha b'shkolim no mi mosu nedava. By shkolim it's also nedava, it's not chulim. There's no difference between them. According to him, both cases, what's left over is chodesh. My answer is pasar. Pasar law. So Ma Ovid L'Rav Yossi B'Shem Rav Lezer, what's he going to do with this? L'chore, he holds that what's it called, that both of them are Nedava, both are Kodesh, right? So there's no difference between Chattas and Shkolin. Pasar Lo B'Mechanis Prutrutz, he'll say that the Bryce is talking where you collected money little by little. And by Shkolin, you said, this money is going to be for my Machsa Shekel. So when you collected it little by little, and you said Machzah Shekel, and there was extra, it was a toss. You made a mistake. You thought that there was only a Machzah Shekel, and there was more. So according to Beis Hillel, it's Chulin, because it's Shekdish B'Tos. Uka Beis Hillel, right? And that's what's it called. The case is according to Beis Hillel alone, not a Kumi Alma. Beis Shammai Vataka hold it's Hekdish. Beis Hillel hold it's Chulin. And even Beis Hillel would agree that by Chattos, it's Kodesh, because not Hektish Batals, because there's no set amount for a Chattos, so maybe you meant for a bigger Chattos, and therefore it's Kodesh. V'ha Taninin, Moser Shkolim Chulim, it says, if there is Moser Shkolim is Chulim, right, mashma that in every case, Pasar Lov, Mechanis Protro, same thing, talking not where you said Eilu, right, you said Eilu Shkolim, everybody agrees that it's Kodesh. But if you watch a call, if you were collecting a little bit and they still holds, and you had more than a matzah shekel, since it has a set amount, the rest is a mistake, and hektish mistake doesn't is what's it called, nothing. Okay. To Beis Hillel, the time of Beis Hillel and the forest of Shimon. Shimon is explaining Beis Hillel. Why Beis Hillel makes a difference between a chatos and a shekel, where you said, I'm collecting this money for a shekel, and it was left over, it's hektish betos. When you said, I'm collecting this money for a chattas, and it was more than for the chattas, not a toss. Because maybe you could have brought him a more expensive chattas. Mosul and Chulin, consulted item, as you see, and asked you, Kuleyam, a bomber, able. Mashman, what's the first thing Gemara thought? It's talking where, according to everybody, and you said, oh, this money should be, and it's Chulin. That only comes out according to a bay boy, not according to a Yosef. Okay. Hamafri Shiklo, Vesover Shuchayev, Penim Sushenu Chayev. Guy was Masa Shekel, and he thought that he was Chayiv. He thought that some say he thought that he didn't give last year or this year. So he was Mafrish two Chatzis Shekels, one for last year, one for this year, and then he found out he gave last year. Or he thought he gave, he thought he didn't give yet, and he found out he did give. So he thought he was Chayiv in Masa Shekel, and really he wasn't. So he gave it Betals. Low Kiddush. So like they say, it's not Kiddush. That's hektish betos. Hamafrish shnayim v'sover shuchayiv shnayim. Person took off two. This is the case of two. And he thought that he was what's over chayiv from last year too and this year. And then he found out that he's only chayiv for this year. He gave last year. V'nim tishenu chayiv ala echot. Also asheidi ma'ovidle. What do you do with the second one? So nashma ona min hador. Let's learn it from this case. Hifrish chatoso v'sover shuchayiv. V'nim tishenu chayiv. Lo kodshu. You mafresh a chatos. You thought you did an avera that's chayav a chatos, and then you found out you didn't. That it wasn't chayav a chatos, only nisidra rabban or whatever. Right? You mafresh a chatos, and then you asked a shayl, and you found out you weren't mechal shabbos min haTorah, only mit rabbanon, and therefore there's no chayav a chatos. So it's hektish betos. Hifresh shtayim, the sovresh you chayav shtayim. You mafresh two animals because you thought you did two averas, right? The name tishenu chayav, and you only chayav one. So one of the animals for sure is a chatos. Now what's with the other one? Right? Also, shniya ma'at ovid. What do you do with the second one? Ela roe. In that case, both chatos become kodesh. And this one you can't bring because you can't bring a chatos for a chet you didn't do. And you can't stam bring a chatos as an adava. So you let it graze until it gets a mum. And then you, sell it. You poda it, and you sell it, and you buy with the proceeds karbonos to bring on the mizbeach olus. Hachinami elu nedava. Same thing over here. The extra money from the second shekel, which you thought you were chayiv, has to go to bring karbonos. It's kodesh. The koheich omer ato elu. Same thing. Same case. The reason is, see one second. Nim shesheno chayiv lo kodesh. Given the same shekel eno chala klal pshitel and lo kachi. They sell a whole, since it's a whole thing's a mistake, so nothing is chal. So hektish betos is not hektish. Ki kami boil on hecha de hifri shnayim, v'nim shenu chayv ala echad, ki vand al korcha shem shekel chol al achas mehem. That's the shayla. The shem shekel is chal on one of them. We don't know, that's on which one it was. So therefore one is kodesh for sure, and the other one is kodesh, at least limitava. Then it's not called hektish tos, because it's not 100% of tos here. One for sure is kodesh. And we don't know which one specifically. So the other one's also kodesh, and it goes for nedava. Same thing with the chatas. Both are kodesh. One goes for a chatas, and one goes, what's it called? You sell it after it gets a mum, and you bring the proceeds for an ola. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Darchon Els. So it said, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Shkolim also don't have a set amount. You could bring more value than the Masa Shekel in the Midbar, and they did that. When they needed more money or they were rich, they brought bigger coins, and half of that big coin. But everybody brought the same half big coin, we'll see in a second. But they could bring bigger coins, more value than it was in the Midbar. Darchonos dinrin. Darchonos is a dinner. Let's see, Shkolim Yeshlan Kitzvah, Dechsiv Ho'asher Lo Yarda. You had to bring Dafka Masa Shekel. I'm reading the Vadi Lohaisa Kavanoso Ella Ad Kidei Shiklo. So when he said, I'm collecting his money from my Machsa Shekel, he Vadi meant till a Machsa Shekel, because he knew he couldn't bring more. Avachatas ain't Kitzva. By Chatas, there's no set amount. In Rotsa Yavi Bedomim Merubim, could be an expensive Chatas too. Benitmesu Adomim. Therefore, when he said, I'm saving this money for my Chatas, there was no set amount for a Chatas that the extra is extra. He could have brought the Chatas from the whole thing. In the end, he found the cheap behemoth, so there was left over. But it's not a toss. Afilo hei merubin, most from the dollar. Therefore, even if it's a lot of money, and it's more than what you could buy a chatos for, but you could buy a more expensive chatos, therefore the rest of it goes for a nedava. Darchonos, bimei malchus modai, hoya lahem adbeyazeh. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, when Poras and Modai were ruling over Eretz Yisrael, so the madbeya they used was a darchon. Behu shall zav, and it was a golden coin. Levisha also yitzrichim harbe lavoras abayis leficha shoklum abayis gedolos. They used the half of that coin, which was worth a lot more than a machsa shekel in the midbar, but it was a half a coin of that time. Chazru lishkol sloyim shenis bat laham madbea shel darkon. They stopped using that coin called the darkon. V'haya madbea hayotze b'otzah sloyim. And then the currency was a seller. That was the base of the currency. So then they used half a seller. Shoklu Masa Shekel, Chatzi Seller. And Chatzi Seller is what we call Masa Shekel. Lishkol Tivin, Meforesh Rigmorish, who Chatzi Seller. Shigama Seller is Batl. Then they stopped using the seller as currency, as the base. And they started using a half seller as a base. Okay? That's called Tivin. Bohayotzi Botsoa Chatzi Seller Sholi. Also shekel. And when the half shekel became the common currency, they didn't bring a half of a half shekel. They brought the whole half shekel as a matzah shekel. Shashekel shalom deraisa usela de mishnah. The matzah shekel of what's it called from the Torah is what a shekel shalom from the Torah is called the sela in the lashon hachachamim. Ubik shalishkol dinrin, koloma shalonis batla madbeya. Then they decided, why are we bringing the whole half shekel? Why don't we just bring a half of the half shekel? Like we used to. We brought a half of the currency coin. So let's bring half of the half shekel coin. Then it'll be only a quarter of a shekel. Koloma shalonis batla madbeya. Eleshoim levakshim lahokel, lahavi lushikleim machtes madbeya yotze. Shu dinner. That's a dinner. That's a quarter of a shekel. Shayusfurin kamo bishor shoya madbeya yotze madbeya gedol. And they thought, just like when the coins were bigger, if we brought half of it, that's fine, even though it's more than what it was in the Midbar. If when the coin is smaller, we'll bring half of it, even though it's less than it was in the Midbar, it's also okay. The darkon hayu mevim l'shiklayim chatzim menu. Vishu chatzim adbeya hayotza. says halacha is to bring half of the common coin currency. Avshu yosri matza shekel ha'amr b'torah. Who had dynamic shamad beah yotze he mad beah ktana im nasi mena chatsi l'shikla yotze matza shekel derais afi mena. So they thought it works the other way too. As long as you bring half of the accepted coin of the time, even if it's worth less than it was in the midbar, it's good. And that's not the case. You can't bring less than that. V'lo kiblu alei min hador. Why? Because from this pasuk they learn that you can't bring less than a matzah shekel. They have madnu aleinu mitzvahs lo se shlishis hashekel b'shana la'avodas beis elokeinu. Right? They were makabel on themselves to bring a third of a shekel for the year to the for the bedek habayis, for the beis hamikdash, for the karbonas. Okay, let's see. The Yad Kulan Shava. Ezer Matbea Shekiblu Aleim Lishkol Gedol Oktano Hayu Kulan Shkulin B'Shava Bein Osher Ben Dal Kedasi. The difference between Yuchatos is there's no limit at all. But by Shekel there is. You bring whatever the half Shekel of that time is. You can't bring more than that. So there is a specific limit to Matzah Shekel. So within that generation, what you brought was more. It's Hekdish B'Tos. By Yuchatos is not a Tos. Kimashmon Sloyim. They brought Sloyim, which is two half shekels. So that was the normal coin, so the Machzah Shekel was a half shekel. Kartin, Veloshin Acher, Kvartin. Quarters. Vahu Revia Selashu Dinner. Dinner is a quarter of the coin that went out. So it was a quarter of a shekel, not a half a shekel. Velo Kiblu Alei Min Hador. And from this pasuk, they said they weren't Makabla. Can't do that. Even if the coin is a smaller coin, then and half of it would be less than was in the midbar, it's no good. You always have to bring half of the coin that's good, as long as half of that will be as much or more than the value in the midbar. But if it'll be less than the value in the midbar, then you don't bring that. The Amidim Loss is Shlishis HaShekel. What's Shlishis HaShekel? Shu Yud Geira. The Hainu Machs HaShekel, Omer B'Torah. A Shlishis of the Shekel is 10 Geira. I don't know why, because Esrin Geira is a Shekel. Right? So what Shlishis is not 10. Ah, it is. It's Shlishis Milabar. In other words, you have to take, a third, as if it would be, if 20 is the whole shekel. So a third of that means a third of the total, if you added on the extra one, what it would be a third. So a third is 10 of the 30 if you add the extra one on. Okay. So that's called machzah shekel. So less than a third of a shekel, less than 10 geira you can't give. 10 geira is the amount in the midbar of machzah shekel. Okay. And mikan. Mikan shitzorich odim l'shalish shiklo gimel pan b'shana. From here also the fact that it says shlishis hashekel and not the shlish hashekel. So they learn from this also that a person should give three times a year. Separate thing, to tzedakah, not to matzah shekel. Tzedakah, they learn from this too. That a person should give tzedakah three times a year. Mikan she'en matrichin l'atzibur yoser b'gimel pan b'shana. And not more. They don't make appeals more than three times a year. Omer Avavin, Mikan Legimel Se'in, Mikan Lesholish Kupos, Mikan Legimel Hafroshos. Also, there was a hint from here to the three Se'in. Later on, we'll see that they had three saw in the Lishka, and they did it with three Kupos, and they did it three times a year. All the threes come from this Pasuk Shlishis, that when it comes to Tzedakah, when it comes to Machzah Shekel, you do it in threes. Okay. L'shalish shiklo gimel pon bashana. Midlok siv shlish shekel. Didn't say a third of a shekel. Bishana. L'tach dorish l'shia shekel mishtalish bishana. Should give tzedakah three times a year. V'lav l'truma shkolim. It's not talking about shkolim. You only gave shkolim once a year. Ela be'inin tzedakah. It's talking about tzedakah. This pasuk was talking both about shkolim and about regular tzedakah. With Lokab Yo Asi, the old Perakam, the Bob Basra, Daftesh la olam al gimna ashram shlisha shekel b'shana. The hainu shlisha echad b'shekel. Rav Ashi said over there that the minimum staka for the year is 1/3 of a shekel one time. That this argues on him. L'chol ha-shana. This man the Omer holds you have to give that three times a year. She'en matrichin nidvos ha-tzibur yosem gilm pa mishama. You don't make appeals more than three times a year. It's not matrich on the tzibur. Mikan l'gimel soymin l'gimel kupos t'snan l'kamon b'gimel prakim b'shana ha-yutarmin salishka. Later on we'll learn, we said it already, that three times a year they made truma salishka. They took the coins and bought the korbanos from the portion of the money that was there. Three times a year they took out, and they did it with gimel kupos. They did it with three baskets, shel gimel sin, and each basket held three saw of shkolin. Ksiv ze yitnu kol over al pekudim. Right, this is how much you give, matzah shekel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, chadon ati shechotu b'matzah sayom, yitnu matzah shekel. Why did the Torah say that you give matzah shekel as a kapara for the cheto ego? Because they were chote the chatzi hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come back, they thought, what's it called, the first half of the day. And he didn't come back till the next day, really. But by Yaron ki boshesh Moshe, the sixth hour, they say he's not coming back. And that's when they made the ego. So they were chote b'machzis hayom. So you give machzis shekel for kapara. The chad omer lefi shechotu b'sheish shos b'yom. Yitnu machzis shekel. The oven shisa garmesin. The ikar is not half a day. The ikar is the sixth hour. They were toeh after 6 hours. They thought Moshe should have come back. And therefore, you have to give a machzis shekel, which is six garmesin. The nafkamina between them is, what's the ikar over here? That it's half of the coin, no matter what the value is, or that it's worth six garmesin. It's only a remes, but that'll be the nafkamina. Rabbi Yeshua, Bei Rabbi Nechemya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, V'Sha'ovru Aseres HaDibros. No, the value is a different value. It has to be Asora Geira. That's the value of Matzah Shekel. And the reason it's Asora Geira is because they were over on the Aseres HaDibros. Right, what's the pshat? The person's over the Avodah Zarah is like he's over on the whole Torah. And the only Torah they had then was the Aseres HaDibros. So it's like they were over on all the Aseres HaDibros. So Nyosin Kolecha Vechad Asora Geira. That's why the value of Matzah Shekel is 10 Geira connected to the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Rachya, Rabbi Levi, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Levi Shimachru, Bechorah, Shol Rachel, Be'esrim Kesef. They sold the Bechorah of Rachel, which is Yosef. They sold Yosef for 20 Kesef. Right? Yeah, Kolecha Ve'echad Podes Beno, Bechorah, Be'esrim Kesef. That's why Esrim Kesef is 5 Shkolim. So that's why Pidyon Aben is 5 Shkolim. Because they sold the Bechor of Rachel for 20, right? And therefore a person, what's it called, has to be pulled to his kid, the Esrim Kesef, with 5 Shkolim. Reb Chinchas B'Shem Reb Levi, Lefi Shemachru B'chor Shal Rachel, the Esrim Kesef. V'nofa L'kolecha V'echad Me'am Tiva. Lefi Chiyakolecha Nosin Shiklo Tiva. He says, no, another, that's also the reason why you have to give Machzah Shekel. Why? Because they sold Yosef for 5 Shekel. Okay, Esrim Kesef, which is 5 Shekel. Because kesef is a dinar. 4 dinarim make a shekel. 2 dinarim are half a shekel. So if you have, what's it called, 5 shkolim for 10 people, for each person is half a shekel. In other words, each person gained a half a shekel from selling Yosef. Because there were only 10 of the shvat and 10 of the brothers involved. Who wasn't involved? So either Yosef was, and Binyamin weren't involved. And even though Reuven wasn't there, but later on when they made the whole thing of covering up for selling Yosef, Reuven was there and he was involved. So that's some learn that you don't count Yosef and Binyamin, so there's 10 left. Others hold you don't count Reuven because he wasn't there. And you don't count Binyamin because he wasn't there. But Reuven you do count. Because Lemaisa, what's it called? No, Reuven you don't count because he wasn't there, and Binyamin not. But Yosef you count. Because he caused the whole thing by being jealous of the brothers. So he's also considered guilty for having himself sold. He caused it. So you do count Yosef. In any case, you only count 10. 10 of 5 shkolim is half a shekel each. Can't see the... לפי שחוטו בחצי היום, דחשיב כי בו שש משה, ודרשים בקיבה בו שש, sixth hour came, half the day, and they saw Moshe didn't come back, that's when they made the eagle. Yitnu machzah shekel, as far as a machzah's copy crow, the main thing is it's half. Vafilu chatzi darko, whatever the coins, it's yotze, give a half of it. It doesn't make a difference what the value is, as long as it's more than it was worth in the midbar. The idich svar li matbe'a shebo misper shisha kopi kra. And the other one holds no. The ikar is that it should be six garnisim. The coin should be have six, the value of six of those garnisim. The haynu machzah shekel de kra, the chaper amasha of the b'sheish. Because the sixth hour is the main thing, not half the day. The chav kesef dinrin, the haynu heisloyim, right? The 20 kesef means 20 dinrin. There are 4 dinrin in a shekel. So 20 dinrin is 5 shekel. Sela dala dinrin. The nofala kolecha ve'echad min ha'achim, shoyu asora, right? The maise, there were 10 brothers involved. Why? Sheruven and Binyamin lohayu b'mechiris Yosef. Reuven and Binyamin weren't there. I, Yosef is one of the 10, but Yosef Gamkin, Hayagorim, Ali De'akina, Shebetchila. Yosef caused himself to be sold by being jealous, so he's counted also as one of the 10. And according to the other Pshat, Yosef and Binyamin are not counted, and even though Reuven wasn't there, he was there in the end, so he's counted too. Tiva. Tiva is what we call a Masa Shekel. Tiva is, Tiva, who? Where is it? Tiva hu, there, I got it. Tiva hu, chatzi sela, shehu beis dinrin. Tiva is a half a sela, which is two dinrin. So that's why you give half a sela, because that's how much it came out for the 10 brothers from five sloyim.